upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be delivered, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. That says that if you call on him, he'll call on you. Amen. If you call him, he'll call you. Praise God. Amen. I told you about them doves. It was roosting 2 foot from my head. Amen. One of them was calling to its mate about sunrise. And amen. Pretty soon, here he comes. And he said one word. Kind of coarse voice. Amen. I'll tell you what I believe he said. She was calling to him. And when he landed on the windowsill, he said, "What?" Amen. And he'd tell by the look, looking at her, that she was hungry. She called him. Amen. And then he spoke to her. Amen. They're still there periodically. They haven't made up their mind. They've carried a few sticks. They haven't made up their mind whether to build their nest there yet or not. Amen. But the other day, she called and called and called. Here he comes. And they got to whispering to each other. Amen. And you know, the Bible talks about that still, small voice. Hallelujah. I never heard a dove. I didn't know they whispered. Amen. But sound just a little bit quieter than a cat purring. Amen. As they whisper to each other. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. He said, whom the Lord our God, is the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Acts chapter 2. Praise God. Acts chapter 2 and about 21, I guess. Praise God. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. You heard that, didn't you? Amen. Somebody said Peter quoted that wrong. Amen. Joel said shall be delivered. No, that's the same thing. Salvation is complete deliverance. Amen. Oh, glory to God. It's not wrong if you're saying the same thing and make it clearer. Praise God. A paraphrasal is not wrong if it's saying the same thing and making it clearer. Amen. Let's see what Paul says in Romans 10:13. Amen. He said, first of all, 12, there's no difference between the Jew and Greek. How many believe that this evening? That means God's no respecter of persons. No difference between Jew. Paul had to say that because Joel was preaching to the Jews when he said it. And Peter was preaching to the Jews on Acts chapter 2 when he said it. And now Paul is preaching to Romans, Gentiles. Amen. So he had to say this part here. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich. Did you hear that? Rich. How many believe God's got plenty? How many believe he's got plenty of everything? Amen. How many believe God's got more than we need? I mean, you talk about more than we'd say grace over, God's got it. Hallelujah. He said, God is rich unto all that what? What? Are you reading with me in your Bibles? Amen. What did it say? God is rich unto all that what? Call. Let's say it together. Call. Hallelujah. Say it again. Call. You're not saying it very loud. If you don't pray no louder than that, God won't even hear you. Call. Amen. Praise God. Well, listen to this. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what Peter said in Acts 2. Amen. Saved. He said that God is rich unto all that call upon his name. Hallelujah. Oh, I'd like to talk about, amen, the magic word for complete deliverance. The magic word for complete deliverance. Amen. How many like to know the magic word for deliverance tonight? Hallelujah. The magic word for complete deliverance, amen, is call. Hallelujah. Call. Glory to God. The magic word for complete deliverance, amen. The work has been done. The price has been paid. The Holy Ghost has been given. The preachers have gone forth. Anybody ever heard any? Amen. The word is out. Faith has been conceived. Hallelujah. Don't you think it's time we turned it loose? Amen. The Bible says call. Hallelujah. As far back as Genesis chapter 4, praise God, Bible says, then begin men to call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Taking the Word of God at face value, as far as I'm concerned tonight, amen, some of you sitting there like a frog batting his eyes in a hailstorm, something sapped your victory, amen, I don't know what it is, but probably you've been talking too much today. You've been talking about the wrong thing, you've been calling the wrong one, amen, you've been listening to the wrong one. What you need to do is call on God and listen to Him. Amen. You get out of your backslidden condition. Praise God. If you call on God and listen to Him for a little while. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, then begin men to call on the name of the Lord. Taking the Word of God at its face value. Amen. If that means what I think it says, it means that men learned first that they could pray. And that, my friend, was the greatest revelation that ever come to man when he began to call on the name of the Lord. God told the prophet Jeremiah, call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen. Hallelujah. If you ask, he said you'd receive. If you knock, it'll be opened. If you seek, you'll find. Hallelujah. What's he saying? Call on the name of the Lord. Hebrews 11th chapter says, among other things, he that cometh to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of whom? Them that do what? Diligently seek him. Amen. Now, you want a good Bible definition for call? There it is. Hebrews chapter 11. Diligently seek him. Praise God. Amen. You know the reason why men still go begging for deliverance today? They're not calling. Amen. You know the reason Joel said, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered? It's because Israel hadn't been calling. And when the sun turns black and the moon turns to blood and there's blood and fire and vapors of smoke, amen, signs in the heavens, great God and great judgments in the earth, then Israel will begin to learn righteousness. Amen. The devil had closed their lips. They could no longer render to God the fruit of their lips. And I want to tell you what, that's not the only thing. You'll have to hire the FBI, amen, to catch many of Pentecostal people that go to Pentecostal churches calling, really calling. They say, I pray to myself. They say, God hears me when I whisper. He does, but that's not the promise. He didn't say, amen, he would deliver them that whisper. He said he'd deliver them that call on his name. This old sin-soaked, wrecked world needs to hear God's people calling on God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prayer is the greatest revelation that man ever received, estranged from the gates of Eden, a flaming sword a-whirling to keep them out. Men found out they could call. All the way they get close to God was call. Amen. And you're going to have to quit mealy-mouthing around about praying if we get something from God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know why God sent an 80-year-old man down into Egypt to lead his people out? Amen. He said there, cry. Now, you know crying just a little bit different than whispering. Huh? How many ever had a little baby in the house? Amen. Kim Renee, when she come along, I didn't know how much I loved myself until Kim Renee was born. About 2 o'clock in the morning, she'd go, and you could hear her legs going just like a bicycle, flying in the air. She was getting ready for a louder outcry. And then she'd go, and you could hear them legs going just like she's riding a bicycle. And then, brother, she split the air. And you got up, whether you wanted to or not. Amen. I mean, we took her 3 weeks old to a revival in Lindsay, Oklahoma. Amen. She was taking auditions right then, 3 weeks old, to pastor the Abundant Life Tabernacle up there. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. I mean, those babies don't mess around. They call. Amen. How many ever heard of sheep? Blate. Amen. What does it sound like? Anybody know? Bah! You can hear it. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We raised a goat practically in the house once. Amen. Took it in when it was a kid. It run through the house. Amen. I mean, it could make more noise. Amen. Oh, yeah. A whole lot like sheep, as a matter of fact. It's so simple, amen, yet so profound. The Bible said, call on the name of the Lord. The inference here is in the continued sense, amen. It means to keep calling. The word effectual and fervent put together means keep on calling until you get the job done. Effectual means staying at it, Randy, till you get the job done. Hallelujah. Amen. It means crying out till you get the job done. Hallelujah. Cry out to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I hate this mealy-mouth praying that's going on in Pentecostal churches today. We got a whole generation of couch potatoes that's been entertained so long they don't think they have to do anything. Amen. You need to get down to business with God. You know what we mean when we say get down to business with God? Call on God! Cry out! Amen. Glory to God. When Fred Brock's dad got saved, Fred would probably be here after a while. He can vouch for this. Amen. I went to visit him in the hospital, and I said, well, Mr. Brock, we're going to pray for you. He said, I don't feel like being bothered today. You know, it made me mad. I said, if the old coot don't want to be bothered by my prayers, I'll not go back to see him. But I did. I prayed through over it, and I went back to see him. This time, Brother Lucas, I didn't even ask him if I could pray for him. Laying there dying with a kidney infection, amen, and no help from anybody but God, lost as could be, going to a devil's hell. And he said, I don't feel like being bothered. Well, next time I went to see him, which was the next day, amen, I didn't even ask him if I could pray. I just went ahead and prayed anyhow. Amen. And walked out and left him laying there with his teeth in his mouth. Amen. And I didn't say dog to him. I just went ahead and prayed anyway. Hallelujah. Bible said compel them to come. Sometimes you got to take a bull by the horns. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to be like that preacher Hatfield that wrote the book 40 Years of a Live Wire. Amen. He went down to the camp meeting and invited a lady to the altar, and she cussed him and told him mind his own business and get out of here. Amen. And said bad things to him. And he looked over to her husband and said, don't you feel like praying tonight, coming to the altar? And he said, I'll go if she does. And he said, did you say you'd go to the altar if she does? He said, yes. He said, get ready. She's going. Amen. He grabbed her. Amen. Every which way, and began to drag her screaming, crying, and digging her heels in the dirt. Amen. He dragged her down with her husband falling right after her. Amen. Threw her in the altar, and both of them prayed through. The old-time religion, praise God. Sometimes you got to mean business with God. You got to be like Brother Art Gallet told it right here behind this pulpit. Took an old man to church a few nights after he got saved. Amen. One of his old cronies, amen, and he went back and invited him to the altar and said, I don't feel like going tonight. He said, well, if you don't come to the altar, you can walk home then. I'm not taking you. Amen. Said, well, if that's the way you feel about it, I guess I'll have to go. Amen. Fell on the altar and prayed through. Sometimes we don't ask. Sometimes we don't call. Amen. Glory to God. The fellow went back to invite a man to the altar. I might have told it here. Amen. And they talked bad to him. Told him he didn't want to be bothered by the preacher and socked him. Amen. And he told the preacher, said, that's not all I'll do to you if you don't let me alone. Amen. Next night, the Lord led that preacher to go right back to him and invite him to the altar again. And here he come. After he got prayed through and got saved, he said, why in the world didn't you come last night? He said, I was a-fixin' to if you'd asked me one more time. He said you was going to work me over. That's the reason I didn't ask you. Amen. But that was just a front. Praise God. We got to ask. We got to call. Amen. We got to make the effort. We got to get out of the doldrums, out of the impasse that we're in. Glory to God. We got to shake ourselves loose from the chains. Hallelujah. We need to call on God. Why don't men call on God when it's so simple? Why? Amen. Folks, we live in a good time now. Ain't no blood in anybody's shoes because they live for God. We live in a time of peace, a time of relative calm. Amen. Brother Richard's talking about all the women that was leaving their husbands nowadays. You know why? They've sat and watched the boob tubes so long. They've been brainwashed by the idiot box. And they think there's some kind of good life out there that they're missing. Amen. And they're reading the wrong kind of literature and they think there's some kind of good life out there that they're missing. Amen. It's a good time, folks, now. There's a time of calm and peace on now, and has been for a long time in America. As a matter of fact, some have it too good. And it has stolen your cry. It has stolen your call. And here's where it goes. Dear Lord, bless the Lord. I thank you for this day and for the good things you've given us, Lord. And Lord, bless us and keep us through this night. In Jesus' name, amen. We don't call on God. Amen. We're too busy getting ready to snore. Amen. We need to call on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And many won't call until the sun turns black, until the moon turns to blood. That's the crowd Joel was talking about. Amen. You know, most of them didn't call on the day of Pentecost. There's a bunch. Several thousand got saved in Jerusalem, matter of fact, but most Jerusalem was lost. Amen. But when they start calling, the sun turns black and the moon turns blood, there'll be 144,000 saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. the first round, and they'll become red-hot evangelists, praise God, into the whole world. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you, that day's coming, folks. And I'd like to declare to you that God's merciful when it does. Amen. But I'm also sad to tell you tonight that when it comes, many, because of unbelief and case hardness, it'll be too late for them. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Revelation that men were tormented 9 months, gnawed their tongues for pain. Sun scorched them with great heat. Amen. Yet they repented not of their sins. Amen. Case hardness will keep you from repenting. Case hardness will keep you from calling on God. Why don't men call on God? Because their pride's got them bound. They're like Virgil Parton came into my church wanting to star, wanting to sing. Amen. So I let him sing. He didn't sing one song. He sung three songs. Trouble is he couldn't sing. Couldn't sing in the first place. Didn't have no anointing in the second place. Amen. I don't mind folks can't carry a tune. If they got anointing, they'd still be a blessing. He didn't have either going for him. Amen. I told him he needed to pray. He said, I did. I watched him. He prayed about 30 seconds and then got up. Amen. Finally, at last, after I emphasized it so strong to him that he needed to pray, that sixth grade school teacher that taught school out west of Middletown, all 122 out there, amen, that sixth grade school teacher told me, amen, that I believe, he said, if you pray too much, it's an insult to your own intelligence. Amen. Not if God is rich unto all that call on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who's God rich toward? All those that call on him. Praise God. I'll never forget, as a young preacher, pastor Midway Pentecostal Church in Thayer, Missouri, Brother Pete Crowder, amen, lived in Dode Jones' house and was written a house from him, amen, right next to the body shop. When Pete Crowder came in from work in the afternoon, amen, brother, he got back there in that corner bedroom and you could hear him all the way up that body shop. You could hear him all the way up that neighborhood. Ain't no wonder that the Midway Pentecostal Church had a great revival in those days. People was praying. Sometimes they had church all night long. Praise God. I sought the Holy Ghost till 1 o'clock in the morning. Amen. And God filled me the Holy Ghost. Those were the days, praise God, when people were calling on God. The Welsh revival was characterized by its prayer warriors. The Azusa Street revival was characterized by its prayer warriors. The impasse and the lack of God's intervention today is characterized by the lack of prayer warriors. We need men and women who call on God. Amen. But here's the way the average prayer meeting goes. It's like mom and dad, so whoever it was, amen. The preacher told me about it. Said they got down to pray and they both prayed up a storm for a little while. And after a while she quit and he kept praying and she was saying, grant it, Lord. Grant it, Lord. He kept praying. She was saying, grant it, Lord. He kept praying. After he prayed a long time like that, he said, now you pray a while. Let me grant it. Amen. Praise God. We need to all call. H.O. McClure, owner of the Home Oil Company, where I got gas, Thayer, Missouri, just a few blocks from the Midway Church. Amen. Went to Assembly of God on Pentecost Hill in Thayer, Missouri, where the power fell years ago at the turn of the century, before the turn of the century. Amen. Wound up being a large independent church, which eventually became the Assembly of God Church. Amen. And praise God, it was characterized by calling on God. But over a period of time, like most churches, they got a little more successful and got some of the affluent business people in the church. H.O. McClure, a home oil company owner, said, "You know, there's something bothers me about going to church at the Pentecost church." He said, "You all pray at the same time." And he said, "I got to listen to one pray, and after a while I get to listen to another pray, and after a while I get to listen to another pray, and it confuses me." Amen. That's not the way you do it, brother. Pray yourself. Get a hold of God yourself. Let's pray. Abraham caught a glimpse of that city. With eye of faith, left all behind to claim that land. Like he, I hear a voice for me softly calling. This a pilgrim home to never roam from beloved land. Is it too late for me to make a land of beloved? That better home which I long, I long to see. I hope it's not too late to make the day. Had he opened by his grace the mansion fair over there in Beloved. Give the Lord the praise. I know that I will have to leave the world behind me. Lay burdens down to claim the crown he holds for me. Leave everything behind I thought was mine and though unworthy. Claim my new home, new body on sweet Beloved. Is it too late for me to make the land of Beloved a better home for which I long to see? I hope it's not too late to make today. Had he opened by his grace to mansions fair over there in Beloved. Is it too late for me to make a land of Beloved that better home for which I long to see? I hope it's not too late to make a gate, had he opened by his grace to mansion fair over there in Beloved. The door's wide open right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Step out for Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Don't wait till it's too late. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In other times, I had been almost persuaded. I said I'd come at a more convenient time. But so many have crossed over Jordan. I changed my mind. I'd like to go if I got time. Is it too late for me to make the land of Beulah that better home for which I long?
to see. No, it's not too late to make today. Howdy, open my history to mentions over there. If you are alive, how about a felony man? Oh, we cling to you. We surrender all. Let go, brother, and let God have his way. Call out to him. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, yes. Amen. The gate's open. May not be open tomorrow. May not be open the next day. But it's open tonight. Come on. Amen. Do the honors, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! God's a calling. God's a calling. Jesus is calling. Calling you the viewers, beautiful gates. Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Abraham caught a glimpse of that city. With eye of faith, left all behind to claim that land. Like he, I hear a voice for me softly calling. Are this pilgrim home to never own? A beulah land. Is it too late for me to make the land a beulah? A better home for which I long to see. No, it's not too late to make the gate. Howdy, open by his grace to mansions fair. Oh, that if you love me. Come on. Come on. Step out, child. Amen. Come on, come on. Praise God. Yes. I know that I will have to leave the world behind me. Lay burdens down to claim the crown he holds for me. Leave everything behind, I thought was mine, and now unworthy. Claim my new home, new body home, in beulah land. Is it too late for me to make the land of beulah? That better home, which I long to see. It's not too late to make the gate. How he opens by his grace to mansions fair over there, sweet beulah land. Praise God. Ask God to save somebody else. Cry to him, children. Cry to him. He hears your cry. Woo! Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. In other times I have been almost persuaded, said I'd come at a more convenient time. But so many have crossed over Jordan, Lord, change my mind, I'd like to go. If I got time, is it too late for me to make a land of Judah? There's an urgency in the air, a better home for which I long, I long to see. I hope it's not too late to make the gate. I am hope by His grace to mention fast. Oh, but there hit you lying. When it's too late, Brother Cox, when you have that stroke and lose your mind, Alzheimer's sets in, you don't know whether you're going or coming. You can't make sense out of your conversation. You don't know whether you're up or down. You don't even know who you are. It may well be that the gate's shut. When it's too late, that's when death has closed the door of our probation. And our time of probation is over. Andy Johnson preached the funeral of a 32-year-old man this week. And preached here Wednesday night. The boy that he run with in sin. They shot him and beat him to death in an alley. His mother wanted to go find him. And she heard the sirens and the scanner. And she said, "My God, it's my boy." Too late. Too late. Amen. That preacher's boy that got shot in that phone booth down in Florida. He wasn't expecting that. He just got out of jail in Texas. He was getting ready to cash in again. Get high again. And again. And again. But somebody else got to him first. He was a graduate from Bible school, pastored a church one time. Left it all for an alternate lifestyle, contrary to God. Amen. Amen. His dear old daddy went to the airport. He had such a woe-begone look upon his face. His preacher daddy did. The lady that sold him the ticket said, "Well, I know this evidently is not a pleasure cruise." It wasn't. It wasn't either time when he went to try to bring that boy back. It wasn't a pleasure cruise when he went to see what happened to him. He left his wife, kids, and church to go the wrong way. It wasn't a pleasure cruise when they went to identify and claim his body. Wasn't a pleasure cruise when they preached his funeral, Manassas, Virginia. You're out there in Virginia. Amen. Amen. Yes, the door can close. And if we're not careful, we'll take that open door for granted. It's open right now. How long? How long will it be open? How many times can you trample the blood underfoot? Count the blood of the covenant you're sanctified with an unholy thing. How many times? How many times can you trample the word under your feet? How many times can you grieve the Holy Ghost and get by with it? God's merciful tonight. And some of you have grieved Him a whole bunch of times. But His mercy keeps the door open tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You got a decision to make. I'm committing the Word of God to your ground tonight. If your ground's good, it'll bring forth fruit and you'll get saved. If your ground's no count, the seed will rot or spring up for a short time and you'll still wind up backslid. It's up to you what kind of ground you are. I tell you what, if I was a chronic backslider, I couldn't last from one revival to the other. I'd ask God to sanctify my ground. I'd ask God to give me, amen, a new attitude. Amen. Brother Richard was talking about a beatitude, a beautiful attitude, praise God. You need better ground or you're going to go to hell. Amen. How many seeds will waste in the ground? How much precious fruit will God sow by faith in your life that'll lie wasted on the ground? And you're still as far from God as ever. You're still running from Christ. You're selling your soul for a few minutes' paltry pleasure. You're selling your soul for 5 minutes of fun. You're selling your soul for a mess of the world's pottage. Amen. Today's the hour. Tonight's the time. Amen. Let's everybody stand again all over the house. Let's make our way to God's altar tonight before it's too late and the door's closed. Amen. Make up your mind. Amen. I know that I will have to leave the world behind me, lay burdens down to claim the crown He holds for me. Leave things behind I thought were mine, and now I'm worthy. Claim my new home, new body on His beloved land. Is it too late for me to make a land of new love, that better home for which I long to see? I hope it's not too late to make the gate that He opens by His grace to mansions fair over there in the beautiful land. Come on! They're coming! They're coming! You might as well come with them. They're coming! You might as well come too. Don't miss it. Don't miss it for nothing. Don't miss it for anything. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I know that I will have to leave the world behind me. Go ahead and do it. Lay burdens down to claim the crown He holds for me. Leave things behind I thought were mine, and now unworthy. Claim my new home, new body on His beloved hand. Is it too late for me to make a land of beloved, that better home which I long to see? It's not too late to make the gate that He holds by His grace to mansions fair over there in beloved. Glory! Come to Him! Thank you.
Thank you.